men of good fortune often cause empires to fall, while men of poor beginnings often can't do anything at all. The rich son waits for his father to die. The poor just drink and cry. And me, I just don't care at all. Men of good fortune very often can't do a thing, while men of poor beginnings often can do anything. At heart they try to act like a man, handle things the best way they can. They have no rich daddy to fall back on. Beginning.
hands. They're shooting you up with pills. They said that it was good for you, that it would cure your ills. I don't care just where it's at. I'm just like an alley cat. And when on the stage, they thought it'd be good for a laugh. But I don't care just where it's at. 'Cause honey, I'm just like an alley cat. And when you're filled up to here with hate, don't you know you gotta get it straight? Filled up to here with hate.
We were in a small small cafe. We heard the violins play. It was very nice. Always paradise. You're right, I'm wrong. Oh, babe, I'm gonna miss you now that you're gone. One sweet day. Babbling in a small cafe. We heard the guitars play. It was very nice. Candlelight and Dubonnet on ice. Don't forget, hire a vet. They haven't had that much fun yet. Aw, it was oh so nice. Honey, it was paradise.
Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area. I'm your host, Dave Constantino, joined with Adam Pelche. And that whole set was music from Lou Reed in celebration of his 1973 release, Berlin, which when it was released was dubbed a disaster. But it was a very high concept album, and it has a lot of dark subject matter.
You know, I said it was a treat to listen to, and I realized I came across as a little bit of like a masochist when I said that. Dave actually brought up a point during that block when we were playing the songs to me that it is a good album, but it's hard to listen to a lot. And I would actually say yes. I think the better term to use for this album is that it's very rewarding. It is a challenging record because it does deal with some very stark material, but it is really rewarding. Front to back, I don't know if it's as re-listenable constantly as something like Transformer is, or even something like Street Hassle, but, you know, in terms of just stepping away and feeling like I really had an experience with a record. I haven't had as many experiences with records like I have had with Berlin. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I think that's a testament to it, where maybe it's not something I'll replay all the time for a warm summer day, but you get in a certain mood. It's a very good 3 a.m. You wake up feeling a little bit jilted. The world's a little bit topsy-turvy. And you put this album on, and I think it really pairs with that mood very well.
And we heard three tracks from the album proper, and actually an early demo version of the title track with different lyrics done acoustically. In 1971, Lou Reed went into did a bunch of demos for RCA, or maybe he did it in the RCA studio. I don't have the info in front of me, but last year or the year before, they put out the RCA demos, which is a collection of songs he did in 71. A lot of songs would wind up on his later solo albums. A lot of songs were songs that he didn't use with the Velvet Underground that weren't released at the time. And then he had this version of Berlin, which has different lyrics.
Yeah, and it's funny that the lyrics are different, but the arrangement, even with the acoustic rendition, is pretty much on par with what he would do with the full band later on. And this isn't the only song. He'd also do iterations of Lady Day earlier on. As well, of course, he does two versions of Caroline Says on this record. We're hearing one in the background right now. And Caroline Says has been in some permutations around Lou Reed's songbook, going back to his Velvet Underground days. So it's one that took a while to really gestate to the form that was featured on Berlin. But yeah, it's been around a long time. And it's really interesting to see the path a lot of these songs took to get to this final form. So yeah, a great version of Berlin. And then before that, three tracks from the album proper. We heard Oh Jim, Men of Good Fortune, and Lady Day. And Lady Day was probably the most successful song released as a single for this record, even though I don't think it broke the top 200. It did get played a lot in some regional airplay for stations throughout America. But that was pretty much it. Nothing compared to like the mega hit that you had with Walk on the Wild Side.
Yeah. But it's just, it's an interesting album in Lou's catalog. And it is very kind of it's a concept, but a little more high concept. And it's really interesting to hear. And I guess it's his take on the rock opera, even though it's not an opera. Rock opera.
Yeah, I would say if it's an opera, it's more like Bertolt Brecht or like Kurt Weill, sort of an opera. You know, considering the Berlin setting, that makes a lot of sense. But yeah, I think it's far superior than any quote-unquote rock opera could have been. And yeah, I love it. It's not bombastic. It's very stark. It's gritty. There's a lot of social realism happening on the record. And I think, again, I will argue it's one of his strongest solo records, if indeed not his strongest solo record. And the tone and type of songwriting he did on this would echo for future releases of his, including Street Hassle, Coney Island Baby, New York, and some other prominent solo releases that would happen thereafter in his career.
Yeah. So if you haven't heard it and you liked what you heard, check it out. It's an interesting release. And I don't know if I said the name of the release that had the Lou Reed demos. It's just called the 1971 RCA demos. Mm-hmm. It came out for Record Store Day not too long ago. And yeah, that's how we ended that set. And then coming up next, we're going to start off with new music from the singer of Fontaines D.C., Green Chatton, has a new album out.
Yeah, that's right. His first solo record, it's called Chaos for the Fly. It is a fantastic iteration of his songwriting capability. Yet, what I love about this is that it really doesn't sound at all like his band. Nothing like Fontaines D.C. Sometimes when you hear solo efforts from certain artists, you wonder, why wasn't this just part of your band? This makes complete sense, considering not only the subject matter, but the arrangements of this record, which reminds me in some parts a lot like Radiohead, in other ways almost like Britpop, like Blur. So that's fantastic. We're going to be hearing the song Fairlies from that. Also in the set, we're going to be playing music from Wax Mannequin, who performed just last week at the Fog Lounge. A little bit of an under-the-radar performance, but we had a chance to check it out. There is the potential of Wax Mannequin touring again with a full band and visiting Windsor, so we will give you news about that if we get word from it. Also in the set, expect to hear music from Amos the Kid and Doug Paisley.
heard she had done.
Sticks I roll along, but I've got